Hi, my name is Vivian Langford, and this is an extra item from the Climate Action Radio Show. It's because I attended a court case in Sydney for Violet Coco this week, and she was released on bail. I have seen a lot of war memorials in the world, but I've never seen anything dedicated to the space created by people who try to stop the madness of war. But I've just come back from New Zealand, and in Dunedin, Aotearoa, I saw this national monument to conscientious objectors. It says, quote, "This memorial commemorates the fate of conscientious objectors in New Zealand during the two world wars. The principal defiance of the state by conscientious objectors to military conscription has over the years helped expand the rights and liberties of all New Zealanders. Pursue peace always." Fancy the state commemorating those people who defy the state. So today we're going to the court case of Violet Coco. She was raising the alarm on the climate madness, and I'd like to know if the judge who gave her bail recognised that she was one of those conscientious objectors who enlarged the civic space for all of us in defiance of the state. As Jane Morton said, when the history of this movement is written, Violet Coco and the other taking non-violent direct action will be the heroes. We interviewed Violet last year when, with a group, she burned a baby's pram in front of our National Parliament in Canberra. She told me then that the future climate we are creating by political obstruction made her feel too miserable to even consider having children. And now, just a week ago, she's received a jail sentence that could keep her in prison until 2024. A large crowd of trade unionists and climate activists gathered on the steps of the Downing Centre Court, and you will hear from Greens MP David Shoebridge, from the MUA, Unions New South Wales, CFMEU. We will start with a First Nations woman from up Lismore Way. Her name is Cindy Roberts. She had brought fresh leaves down from Lismore and burned them in a small log in front of the rally as a smoking ceremony. Inside the court, she stood holding an Aboriginal flag right where the judge, Timothy Gartleman, could see her. The yellow circle was transformed into a heart, and I only wished that Violet, who was in lockdown at Silverwater Prison and only visible in court on a screen, could have witnessed the tremendous, heartfelt support for her. Here's Cindy.
I came to support Coco because this goes against all our human rights. You know, it goes against, and not only that, as a democracy, you know, standing up for freedom, for righteousness, protecting country, our environment, the animals, the water, you know, it's all under threat if we don't oppose these laws. If we don't, you know, appeal against them, you know, these laws need to be, these anti-protesting laws need to be overturned because they are unjust, you know. It just goes to show that our system, this government, is, you know, it's broken. It's a broken system.
I wanted to just say Violet Coco wasn't in the court with us, but I wish she could have seen the support outside this morning and you standing at the back because you have this flag. It's the Aboriginal flag, but the circle is now a heart, big yellow heart, and I think you were sort of praying the whole time, were you? Is that what you were doing?
Yes, I was. And I think the judge was taken quite, you know. Yeah, anyway, yeah, wondering. But, yes, I have been praying a lot for Coco because when you stand up for righteousness and you're standing up for, you know, what you believe in, especially when it's there is injustice in this country and you see the brokenness in a democracy that is under threat, then we have a responsibility to stand up and act. You know, as it's not about colour, it's not about race, it's not about religion, it's not about any of these things. It's about coming together and standing up for our democracy, for freedom, for protesting, for our rights, the whole lot of it, and protecting country and the environment, you know. So, yeah.
I think it's about putting the heart back into it, having seen your flag.
He did in the courthouse. amazing.
Thank you.
He loved it. And then afterwards I thanked him and I went up to the front and I said, thank you, Your Honour. Gara mabugabe. And he just nodded, yeah. It was deadly.
I'm in the Downing Street Court. Very happy outcome today for Violet Coco. And I'm talking to Sue Higginson, who was formerly absolutely doing hundreds of these kinds of cases for the EDO, and another person from the EDO is with us. But we're in the Downing Court today to hear very good news about Violet. Would you like to tell Alyssa?
Yeah, absolutely. The court has made the resoundingly right decision and has granted bail to Violet Coco. It's conditional bail. There's conditions restricting her movements, making sure she is where she is and having to be of good behaviour. Whether that's the right thing right now, whether that's necessary at the moment, everybody is just so glad that she will not spend another night in prison. Today, the behaviour of the DPP was pretty disappointing. It was a long, drawn-out day. Violet has now spent 11 nights and days in a prison. She should never have been put there. The reason she's there is at the end of the day we are all victim to a moral hysteria of the coalition government in lockstep with Labor, and we have got harsh and draconian anti-protest laws. We need to do everything we can to repeal those laws and to make sure that no other non-violent protester who engages in an act of peaceful, conscientious objection never goes to jail. It is such an indictment on our state that we are in this predicament. Seeing Violet today via the AVL in a prison whilst we were in a courtroom after the DPP has taken hours to get this matter on to be heard, it is shameful. Our system is in a terrible condition. Our democracy is in a terrible condition right now, and no one should rest until we turn this around. I will be working around the clock to make sure these laws are repealed and that we never see such an inappropriate sentence again. But right now, we are just absolutely thrilled that the right thing has happened in the court today and that the judge has released Violet on bail and she will not have to spend another night in prison.
David Shoebridge spoke to the large gathering outside the Downing Centre Court. He's a Greens senator in the federal parliament.
Thanks very much for the welcome and acknowledgement of country. And I know we all gather here today and acknowledge this land is First Nations land. Always was and always will be First Nations land. It's Gadigal country. And we pay our collective respects to elders past, present and emerging. And wherever these fossil fuel companies want to extract their profits at the expense of land and water, that's also First Nations land, and we stand in solidarity with First Nations peoples to protect land, water and air. Let's make that commitment together now. But I want to thank all of you for coming out and sending a very clear message to politicians around this country that the right to protest is a right that we take seriously. We're going to organise like it. We're going to protest about it. And at the end of the day, we're going to vote for it. Because the right to protest is essential if we want to challenge governments. And we've seen that demonstrated, haven't we, in Violet's case. Her crime was standing up for the planet against fossil fuel companies and causing the inconvenience of stopping one lane of traffic on the Harbour Bridge for 25 minutes. That was her crime, having principle and causing inconvenience. And for that, she got sentenced by laws passed by the Labor Party and the Coalition, got sentenced to a maximum sentence of 15 months in jail. She'd been more than a week in a jail. Let's not forget that in the 25 minutes that Violet caused inconvenience on one lane of the Harbour Bridge, those same politicians have organised laws that gave more than $500,000 in handouts to the fossil fuel industries. Where was the crime? Where was the crime? The crime was in Parliament. The crime was in corporate Australia. They're the ones who should be in court.
Thomas Costa spoke for Unions New South Wales, who have over 600,000 members.
Thank you. My name's Thomas Costa. I'm the Assistant Secretary of Unions New South Wales. During my time as a unionist and as an activist, I've been at countless rallies and protests, including outside Parliament House and including outside this place. I've picketed corporate offices and rallied outside Parliament House. I've organised strikes which have cancelled trains and bus services. I've been part of stop works that have shut down factories. I've organised walk-offs that have delayed the harvesting of farm crops. Once, as a student, I was part of a group that graffitied peace symbols across university campus to protest against the second Iraq war. It's fair to say that I've caused my fair share of inconvenience and disruption, but despite spending the entirety of my adult life engaged in some form of protest and activism and direct action, I've never been imprisoned, I've never been charged, I've never been arrested, I've never been on remand, I've never had my bail refused. I've never been asked to move on or be manhandled by the police. And until today, I thought that was because I lived in a democracy. I thought that we respected the right to protest in this country. Unfortunately, today we find out that's no longer true. The rights that we've taken for granted no longer can be, because the New South Wales Perrottet government is taking them off us. And it's doing it because it wants to silence its dissenters. Dissenters like Violet Coco. And what about Violet? A judge will hear how she stopped her car on the highway, how she blocked one lane of traffic for 25 minutes, causing an inconvenience and a disruption. It was a protest. The judge will hear there was no violence and no one was hurt. The court will be told that the protest was so inconvenient that it made some people feel uncomfortable. The prosecution will say that because of this, Violet should remain in prison for 15 years. Sorry, 15 months. It's still too long. Like everybody here, I know what it's like to protest. Like everybody here, I know what it's like to feel something so strongly you need to stand up. But I don't have any idea what it must feel like to be Violet right now. To be waiting in a remand cell. To be forced to explain yourself before a court. To be cross-examined and to be judged. I can only imagine the fear and the anxiety. But also the disillusionment with a failing system, which despite taking away her freedom claims to be a democracy. It's a disgrace and it's an indictment upon this government. Last Thursday, a motion was put to the Executive of Unions New South Wales. The Executive is the peak decision-making body for the union movement in this state. It represents only over 50 unions and over 600,000 union members. The resolution put to the Executive called on all unions to condemn the New South Wales government. And for unions to come out and support Violet and to overturn these laws. Violet's fight is now our fight. And we will demand the right to protest, and we will defend Violet and others like her for as long as it takes until these laws are removed and this government is removed.
In our industry, we've fought for years like other unions, many, many years against these laws, against different laws. We've protested. That's how we achieve things in this country. We've built this country on protesting. If we can't protest, what do we have? Nothing. I'm going to say it's disgraceful that we have to stand here today in support of Violet, who's sitting in this building behind us, facing 15 months prison, already been sentenced for stopping traffic for 25 minutes. Every one of us here now is breaking these laws. Every one of us. This is a disaster. And as David said before me, we need to vote these bastards out. If they're going to bring laws in to lock people up, civilians up in this country, whether unionists or just ordinary civilians out there, protesters, we need to vote these bastards out. We cannot have laws like this in our hand. We will achieve nothing. You've only got to go 2 miles down the road and you've got the rocks. If we didn't protest back in the day with the BLF, that would not exist. Like many buildings. You wouldn't have Hyde Park here, you'd have buildings passing right through the city. So let's build on this. Let's support Violet and the other protesters that have been locked up or have been charged and awaiting sentence now, because no doubt they would love to lock them up as well. I'd just like to finish on everybody that's going to chant going to Free Violet Now! Free Violet Now! Free Violet Now!
This is not a police state!
We have the right to demonstrate!
This is not a police state!
We have the right to demonstrate!
Our fight is not with the police. That's what the politicians want to happen. They want to fight on the streets with the people that we employ with our taxes to keep us safe and use our own police force against us. It's not going to work because we're not stupid. The real architects of this are up there in Parliament House. They're not here. They're not here doing their dirty work. They want the paid muscle to do it. And I say that in acknowledgement for this, that it's tough enough being a police officer, and I should know. I've known many police officers in my time, and the vast majority do a fantastic job and put their lives on the line, as we saw tragically yesterday. We do not want our police force being the ones ramrodding our democracy. That is not why we pay their wages, and that's why we're here. What we want is to avoid a slippery slope. The problem with slippery slopes is that most Australians don't see it until they're halfway down the slide. And that is what's happening here. Unless we move and act quickly, while we can, what you'll find is we'll be a lot further down that slippery slope, and it's much quicker going down than going up. We know that from experience. The final point I want to make is this. If the penalty for the crime, and that crime being stopping traffic for half an hour, is 8 months jail, what do we give this government for shutting down the entire rail network for a whole day without warning? If that's the crime, what's the punishment? But of course, that isn't the point. The point of all of this is to put democracy on trial, to take rights from citizens. Citizen X, I'll call her, because Violet could be any one of us. Violet could be any Australian in the dock today. And if we're not careful, we don't know who the next ones are going to be. We'll stand with you and we'll keep fighting. And we assure you this, that even though a trade unionist undergoing union business is not on trial today, it won't be long before they are unless these laws are stopped. We've got to stand together and stop the cynical attempts to divide us. Good luck with this one, Violet, and we'll be with you until these laws are repealed.